Why, hello to all the magical, mythical people out there. I am your host, Ethan Kearney, and this is Ivory Discussions, Season 2. So, here we are going today on a song called His and Hers by Gunna and Internet Money, featuring Don Toliver and Lil Uzi Vert. This is a song that I've been listening to quite a bit because for some reason I just like Don Toliver's auto-tuned voice. It's a really fun-ish song, I think. It's like you're run-of-the-mill, okay, hip-hop song nowadays, I think. It's not trap. It's not like boom, boom. You know, how the baby, like, you know, all those 808s and stuff like that. Or, like, if y'all know that song, darn, that song by Sheck West, where he's like, Mo Bamba. Yeah, that song. It's not like that, but it goes pretty hard. Now, the reason I'm doing an episode about this song is because of the lyrics. The lyrics. They're so stupid. They're so stupid. But the song itself is like it's like a birthday present, or no, a Christmas present rather, because you know sometimes you get a birthday present, your parents don't really wrap that up, you know. It's like a Christmas present of socks. Your parents, they wrap it up, and then the box is wrapped in the wrapping paper with the bow on it. But they put socks in a box, you know? You don't usually put socks in a box. And I feel like that's what this song is, because everything else is just so nicely packaged, but the lyrics are just dumb, and the lyrics are the socks. That's what they are. So we're going to get into the song now. hopefully that analogy is correct for you guys. And so, yeah, let's go on and get into it.
Baby, hit that back and burp, then pull for a perp. We got his and hers, Thule in that Birkin. Close the window, curtains, right up in your skirt. Take off, hit the curb, Thule in that Birkin. When I pop, I do some pinky, roll every roll. The other bitches, they be shifty. I pay my day.
Okay, so that is the main chorus of the song. So first off, Don Toliver comes out. He's like, I'm not going to sing it. You thought I was. But yeah, it's like the guitar comes up. Oh, I forgot to say the key. The key of this song is G minor. That's the key of this song. So yes, with the song key, right? So G minor is with two flats. It's got B flat and E flat in it. And so the, let me click this really quick. Edit. Okay, hopefully this thing records now. You can't even see all this stuff that I'm talking about. But anyway, so it comes up. Okay, so yeah, anyway. okay, so yeah, this man, Don Toliver, comes in. He's like, baby, hit that back and burp. Then pour a four of perp. We got his and hers, Thule in that Birkin. Close the window curtains. Curtains. Right up in your skirt. Take off, hit the curve. Thule in that Birkin. When I pop out, it's a blicky. We roll up, sticky. The other witches with a B, they be shifty. I pay for my stuff, ain't. What? Stuff ain't free. Okay. Take some time. He. Oh, my gosh. I know how I get when I make that mine. Shawty, I break that spine. God dang it. Okay, so I know. I don't know what a back and burp is. It's probably some gang stuff, low-key. But then a pour of four of perp. I think perp is lean, I think, because lean is usually purple. So we're just going to say lean. Yeah, okay. We got his and hers. That's just a reference to the name of the song. Tule in that Birkin. So a Tule, it just came to me. A Tule is a gun. You know, I got the tool. Like a gun has so many names, guys. Like a Tule, the blicky, the stick, a gun, the nine, like Glock. You know, I mean, there are so many words for just a gun. Like, okay, close the window curtains, right up in your skirt. Take off, hit the curve, Tule in that Birkin. When I pop out, it's a blicky. See, it's gun. See that grammar, not grammar, vocabulary. Keep your vocabulary words up. We roll up. Sticky. See, I said the stick. The other girls, they be shifty. I pay for my stuff. Ain't nothing free. Take some time. I know how I get when I make that mine. Shawty, I break that spine. I don't know what the heck that means, but it. Lil Uzi Vert talks about some spines later. All right, here's going into the verse. Oh, that dice, no cover, sex on ice. Ain't no locking keys, just beep, beep, beep up in my Jeep. Baby, take out that baby seat. Touch me, I bought some more. Shawty, have fun with fun. Okay, so yeah, that's Don Tolliver's verse. One thing I've noticed is that each person's verse is 20 measures. So it's in a 4-4 time signature. And you're like, Ethan, what the heck are you talking about 4-4? You were talking about G minor earlier. What are you talking about, man? Okay, so if the beat basically is 4, okay? So you're counting up to 4 for each beat. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. It just stops at 4. That's 4-4 time. Or if I'm counting in 3-4 time or 5-4 time or 7-4 time, the first number is how many beats you count for each measure. So if it's 4-4, it's 1-2-3-4. If it's 3-4, it's 1-2-3. If it's, this doesn't exist. But if it was like 27-4, which is, I mean, it's some crazy person probably has done it and they're a horrible person and they should not be fed food. Like normal people, they should be fed prison food. But anyone who has a time signature like 27-4 means that you're going to count up to 27 before the next measure. So, yes, that is how this is counted. And each rapper, usually you get like 8 bars. I believe that the chorus is 16 bars. Bars meaning measures, or meaning how many times you're going to count up to 4. Before that section is over. So yes, each rapper gets 20 measures. So now we're gonna go back to the chorus and then we're gonna go into Gunna's verse. Oh, I actually forgot to actually talk about what Don Tolliver was saying. Okay, so all right, Don Tolliver said, roll that dice, no covers, the dirty dance on ice. Yeah, ain't no lock and key, just beep 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 up in my Jeep. Baby, take off that the belt of the seat. Never heard anybody say it like that. Touch free, I brought some ones. Shawty, have fun with funds. Tongue out on camera, stretching out that Saint Laurent. She brought two friends, twins. Casa Mago killer. Messed up off that liquor. I really think he just said Casamigo killer just to rhyme with up off that liquor. And it was, that's what you call a slant rhyme, because liquor and killer, they're not, they're the same ending sound technically, I guess, but killer has an ER, liquor has an OR. But he's basically just talking about the dirty dance throughout this whole thing. And, you know, if you don't know what the dirty dance is, then you're too young to be listening to this podcast, I guess. So, yes, now we're going to go to the chorus, and it's a Gunna's part. Close the window, curse, right up in your skirt, take off, hit the curve, to lean in that Birkin. When I pop, I do some leaky, roll every roll up, the other bitches, they be shifty, I'm paving my day. Take some time, I don't like it when I make their mind, shawty, I break their spine. To lean in that Birkin, you and me, I got you, that's for certain.
Dog and shit my turf. I just hope you know your worth. Baby, hit that back and burn. Baby, hit that back and burn.
Okay, so, you know, I'm starting to think that Baby Hit That Back and Burp is a Dirty Dance reference. That's what I'm starting to think. Okay, so Gunna comes in, and I'm starting to realize the more I'm listening to this, like in this analytical standpoint, because I was trying to sing the song, right? And I was trying to say Thule in that Birkin, but I was like, I'm not saying it the way they're saying it. Like, I'm not saying it the same rhythm. So I think they're saying Thule in that Birkin, like that. Thule in that Birkin. See, I speak too proper because I was like Thule in that Birkin, you know, just trying to pronounce my words and, you know, enunciate. But yeah, so Gunna comes in, Thule in that Birkin. You and me, I got you. That's for certain. We split a G6. I feel like surfing. A G6, the last time I checked, was a plane. Talking to that big guy, trying to wash out my sins. He's talking about God. She massaging me, catered to a G. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what I thought he said. I thought he said misogyny, not massaging me, misogyny. You know, how they talk about men being misogynists. You know, I thought she was, not she, he was saying that. Okay. Then the next line is, I gotta tone up her body. She already got a physique. Yeah, this song is about the dirty dance. I'm starting to realize that now. Left from Croatia and landed in Greece. I took her heart off her sleeve. Love how you keep it 100. And that's really all that I need. I am a big dog and she on my turf. Oh, I just hope you know your worth. Baby, hit that back and burp. You know, I really thought that these words didn't make sense. But I think, you know what? I think they're just their way of expressing it is really just not really. I mean, I guess it's cool, but it doesn't sound like it makes any type of sense. Like, any type of sense. This isn't a song that you sing like in a crowd, because the song, the lyrics are hard, okay? Like, it's not easy to say this song. Like, let me try. Baby, hit that back and burp, then pour for perp. We got his and hers, Thule in that Birkin, close the window. Okay, never mind. But these are a lot of words, okay, guys? Okay, I did just say it, you know, I literally disproved my point, but these are not lyrics that are easy to remember, okay? You know, especially how Don Toliver is saying it. You don't know what he's saying. Y'all go back and listen to this song by yourselves, and you tell me whether or not you can understand what this man is saying. You know you can't understand what this man is saying. You know he on his Michael Jackson, where he's saying a whole bunch of stuff, and you don't know what the heck he's saying. Now let's get into Lil Uzi Vert's part after the chorus. We got his and hers, Thule in that Birkin. Close the window, curtains, right up in your skirt. Take off, hit the curve, Thule in that Birkin. When I pop, I do some freaky, roll every roll up. The other bitches, they be shifty, I'm paving my neck. Take some time, I don't like it when I need their mind. Shawty, I break their spine.
I'ma break your spine. Next spot, I'm gonna break your ribs.
Break your ribs.
Coming out my blunt, it look like I was vaping. I can't share none of my drugs, know that I'm gon' face it. Any problem that I have, you know I'm gon' face it. Pop a perky, perky, lady, and I barely taste it.
Okay, so of course, in complete Lil Uzi Vert fashion, this man comes in, huh? Like, why? Why? Why did you come in like that? Why did you, why? Lil Uzi Vert, let me talk to you real quick. First of all, you, in the video, guys, in the video, this man, Lil Uzi Vert, is on the moon doing his shoulder, you know, his shoulder lean thing that he does. This man has on like this big puffy jacket. It's not really that puffy. It's actually not cartoonishly puffy like most celebrities would do. But this man has on shades and he's got his puffy jacket on. He's out here astronauting it up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else is on planet Earth, but you know, it's fitting that Lil Uzi Vert is on the moon. Okay? Like in the video, this man he is on a different planet. And I mean, at the end of the line, he's talking Papa Perky Perky and lean, and I barely taste it. This man said, basically, I popped the Percocet in the lean. In the lean. He put the Percocet in the lean, and he didn't even taste it. You dealing with a menace to society right now. Because you're going to hear it when I go back to the line. So he says, huh, you know, all that stuff. I know how I get. I'm going to break your spine. Next spot, I'm going to break your ribs, okay? Now, the break your spine part, you know, it's about maybe the dirty dancing, you know. But you need to get away from somebody who says, I'm going to break your ribs. Like, the next spot, I'm going to break your ribs. You need your ribs. Do you know what they hold? Your ribs hold your heart, your lungs. I'm not an anatomist. I don't know what the people are called, the anatomy people, but anyway, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know, but maybe your kidney might be in there, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of vital stuff, you know, is in there in your rib cage. So somebody's threatening to break your ribs, you do not need to be with that person. He is a menace to society, okay? Just know that. Anybody who will put a diamond in their head, okay, and maybe it was a meme, maybe it wasn't, but he still did it. Anybody who puts a diamond in the middle of their forehead, gets face tattoos, has a bunch of twists in his hair, and, you know, wears clothing that he paid $3,000 for that looks like somebody just got a shirt, got a lighter, and just put the lighter on different spots and then shook the shirt to put the fires out. That's what this man Lil Uzi Vert is on. Anybody, and he's short. Come on, he is a menace to society. Let's be real. Come on now. Anyway, back to the song. So I'm gonna break your ribs. Oh, you know how I live. So just cool down, baby. Oh, cool out, baby. I was born up in the 90s. Swag came from the 80s. Did not think that's what he was saying. I was sweating. She on fire. We hot like it's Haiti. Did not know that's what he was saying. And you know, I stay with bands on me, like my name Katie. Don't know who Katie is, but we're going to assume she's a rich person. So much smoke coming out my blunt, it looked like I was vaping. I can't share none of my drugs. I can't share none of my drugs. Know that I'm going to face it. Any problem that I have, you know I'm going to face it. Pop a perky, perky, and lean, and I barely taste it. Okay? Like I said, you don't want to deal with Lil Uzi Vert. You know, this man, he went from breaking somebody's spine. He on some Mortal Kombat. He on some Scorpion. No, actually, he's got some Sub-Zero energy. Because Sub-Zero will literally rip your spine out. He's on some Sub-Zero energy. You don't want nobody on no Sub-Zero energy like that. And then he says, so much smoke coming out my blunt, it looked like I was vaping. Do you know? Do you see? See, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. You're not listening. He's a menace to society. Somebody needs to get him. Anyway, so that's basically the end of the song, because then it goes out with the chorus. So yeah, I mean, let me know your thoughts on this song. Email me at ethankearney625@gmail.com. That's ethankearney625@gmail.com. And let me know what you really think about this, because the song kind of slaps to me. All right. You know, when the bass line comes in, you know, it's like, you know, what was it? You know, it just kind of goes hard, like in the bass line. Even though I messed it up a little bit, but it's pretty good. I mean, like, I think it's a pretty great, I won't say great, but it's just a song that if you listen to it enough with the right ears, then it'll be a very interesting thing to listen to. I mean, like, Don Toliver's vocals, if you want to say, I don't know what he actually sounds like, but when you put his little auto-tune thing he's got going on in there, and little Uzi Vert when he comes in, you know, all this stuff. Anyway, but Gunna's delivery of his verse and stuff like that, I mean, it's a top-notch, I won't say top-notch, but it's a very solid song, and I think it's worth a listen. So let me know what you think about it, and I will see you next time on, well, I won't see you, actually. I don't see any of you, and you won't see me, but you will be listening to me, and I will be talking to my computer screen, imagining that I'm talking to you next time on Ivory Discussions.